Well, more grace to everybody. I think the song that was on, it said, except the Lord build the house, they labor, but in vain. Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. There are 1,000 plus people on this line, and we are grateful to the Lord for what he is getting ready to do in the life of his people. I want everybody to go ahead and declare and decree that this year is one of the best years of your life. Come on, say that right now. Hallelujah. Now do me another favor. Text it to somebody. Go ahead and text it to somebody right now. Go ahead and text somebody right now, anybody that you know, and go ahead and make a declaration and declare this year is one of the best years of your life. Come on, text it. Hallelujah. Amen. I really want you to get this in your spirit and allow great things to happen through the message that I would like to share to you today. Just want to talk to you what I believe the Spirit of God would have me to say to you. Amen. And I want to say it with power, with veracity, with strength, with vigor. I am so excited about what God is doing in your life and in my life. I've declared that this is the year of distinction. The Lord, by the grace of God, has declared that this is the year of difference. And you need to make it your business to see the manifestation of what has been declared. Of course, you that are part of the KCC family, you heard me minister, bless God, a pretty strong word, hallelujah, on, hallelujah, I feel God's power already, a pretty strong word, you heard me minister, a pretty strong word on some things that God is getting ready to do, and how we have to become Christ aware of who we're carrying, aware of what we have on the inside of us, not to take it for granted, but to really get serious about who and what we're carrying. And one challenge that the Spirit of God said to us on yesterday was to come up, amen, to come up. And I know by the Spirit of grace that I'm being even challenged to become a greater teacher of the word. As I begin to teach in this next season, I'm not even sure that I'll be doing much hooping, because I want us to get that wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But in all you're getting, you got to get what? An understanding. And so I really want to be extremely intentional in this next season. We stop all this hooping, and, you know, the Bible declares that Jesus sat the people down, and he taught them. And people have to be taught. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So I want us to go to Ephesians chapter 3. That's one thing that I want to go. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. And I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost as we teach this. But let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. And I want to read it in the Amplified. Glory to God, in the Amplified. The Bible declares in Ephesians chapter 3, in the Amplified Bible, verse 20, now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is working within us. Now, that's the Amplified, but I want us to look it up in the Amplified Classic. Now, to him who, by, in consequence of, the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. I want you to get this in your spirit. I want you to declare over yourself, this is my time for supernatural. And I want you to put a demand on the supernatural this year. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 3 again, but I want us to look at it in the Message Bible. Glory to God. Look at Ephesians chapter 3 and 20 in the Message Bible. Look at what it says. God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. Did you hear that? I said God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. He's not going to force the supernatural in your life. But the only way you're going to see the manifestation of the supernatural in your life is by his spirit deeply and gently working within you. Now, you are supernatural. Say that to yourself. Say, I am supernatural. Come on, declare that. I am supernatural. Say it one more time. I am supernatural. Kalabashatola mandalakia. Now go ahead and take about 30 seconds and pray in the Holy Ghost. Kurabandelebe sekelele manda. Inonomokosa, gentele de clentala mokukasia, zilalaho salandili. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Yes, pray in the Holy Ghost. God can do anything. Now, get this in your spirit and allow me to talk to you. You are already supernatural. You're a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Can we go there? I just want to take you to the Word of God, and I hope you are reading this as I read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And again, let's look at it in the Amplified. Glory to God. That's the Amplified Classic, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation. Watch this. A new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. You are born again. That's supernatural. You're a new creature. Are you listening to me? Because you are a new creature, that word in the Greek, creature, is species. You're a new species. That's what the Word of God declares. You're a new species that's never, ever existed before. That means, stay with me, you don't have a past. And I really want every person on this call, I know some of you are going to fight me because you love the demonic, you love devils, and you love blaming somebody for what you are experiencing. But I want you to let it register in your spirit that you cannot be under a generational curse. A generational curse cannot have an effect on you if you are a new creation. You don't have a past. All things are become new. I mean, you can't get around that. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things, not some things, all things have become new. You don't have a past. You are not Pookie Shenanay. Okay, you're none of that. that person has died. You are a new creature altogether. You have a new family. And if you are saying that you are under a generational curse, you are saying that you come from a lineage that is cursed. And remember, you are in Christ now. And if you are in Christ, you have a new lineage. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there's one group of people that's from Adam, and there's another group that's from Christ. There's one group of people who are from the earth, but there's a new group of people who is the Lord from heaven. You are a new creation. Declare that. I am a new creation. Say it again. I am a new creation. One more time with power. Say, I am a new creation. Now, what I want to talk to you about is the Spirit of God is dealing with me today while I'm talking, and he dealt with me very, 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 very strong about conversation, language, communication. Because if you are a new creature, if you are different, if you are a new species, every species has their way of communicating. That's why I really stress, and if there's anyone on this call who has never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I stress to you to get in the mindset of praying in the Spirit, because every kingdom has its language. Come on here. And if I go to China, they're going to speak in a certain language. And if I go to Puerto Rico, they're going to speak in a certain language. Are you listening to me? Wherever I go, there's a language. Are y'all listening to me? And if that is true, there's a language in the kingdom. And I need you to understand how it works, because this year is one of the greatest years of your life. And you say it again. Come on, say that. Say, this year is one of the best years of my life. Glory to God. I feel that in the Holy Ghost. All right, now, let's see how the kingdom operates. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 42, everybody. Isaiah chapter 42. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 42. Look at what it says at verse 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Stay with me. Before they spring forth, I tell you, former things have already come to pass, and new things do I declare. And before they happen, I got to tell you. What is that showing me? That until God declared it, it could not spring forth. Until God said it, it couldn't happen. No matter what he planned, no matter what he wanted, no matter what he thought, it could not happen until he said it. That's why God in the flesh is called the Word. You didn't hear what I just said. And the Word, what did his Word do? Became flesh, which means that before he said it, he thought it. The word Word in the Greek is logos. That logos is where we get our English word logic, which means that before Jesus became flesh, he was first a thought. But the thought didn't redeem you. The thought had to become a word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. What does that mean? That you are one with your thoughts. The word was God. The logic was God. Your thoughts are you. Whatever you think, that's what you are. However you think, that's what you are in covenant with. But it's not enough to think it. You have to say it. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So until God said it, it couldn't spring forth. So what did God do? In Isaiah 46, it said he declared the end from the beginning. What does declare mean? You got to open your mouth. You can't pray it. You can't wish it. You can't think it. You got to speak it. In order for you to see the manifestation of the miraculous and the supernatural and a turnaround in your life, guess what you got to do? You got to declare it. Because we are living in a voice-activated kingdom. And most of us have a problem. We use it in everything, but struggle with it in the spirit. How you doing? Under the circumstances, doing well. That ain't how you talk. You got to declare your end from the beginning. You don't declare your beginning from the beginning. You don't declare what is. You declare what it's going to be. And you declare your end from the beginning. You declare, oh, it's going to be a great day today. You declare, the favor of God is my portion. You declare, I will never be defeated. You declare, no weapon formed against me today is going to prosper. You must have a time, a day, a hour, minutes of your life that are filled with declaration daily. Every day. Are you listening to me? God had to declare a new thing. No matter what he wanted to do, the new thing could not come forth until he declared it. Now, if God had to declare it, what you think you got to do? You got to declare a new thing. That's why we're on this call and we did it at 8 o'clock because 8 is the number of new beginning, and the Spirit of God dealt with me today and said, I want the people to declare that new things, great things, are getting ready to happen in their life. Are you listening to me? Write this down. Put it in your notes. Put it on Twitter. Declare right now. Write this down. Declaring creates atmosphere for manifestation. There will be no manifestation where there is no declaration. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But you do not get what you pray. You shall have whatever you say. Many of you are praying, but you are not saying. Declaring creates the atmosphere for manifestation. I don't care what your circumstance is. Circumstances are just a circle. Circumstances. is just the circumference that you are standing on now. That's why it's called a circumstance. It's just a circle. It's just the circle that you're in right now. Your circumstance is just a circle that you're in right now. But guess what you can do? You can change it with your declaration. Are you hearing me? You can change it with your declaration. Come on. Isaiah 46. Let's go there. Isaiah 46. Glory to God. I'm going to read Isaiah 46, verse 10. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. That's the NIV. Let's try that. Same one in the Amplified. Glory to God. Look at what it says. Declaring the end. Watch this. I like the Amplified. Declaring the end and the result from Baleko Shalamanda, from the beginning. Declaring the end and the result from the beginning. You're going to have a good year? You going to have a good year? How you know? Because you got to declare it. What are you decreeing? What are you decreeing about your February? What are you decreeing about your March, your April, your May, and your June? I'm declaring that it's going to be a good year. I'm declaring that February is going to be a great month. I'm declaring that in the month of March, I'm going to have what I need. When you gonna have it? When you need it. You got to declare the end and the result. Don't be in prayer. Lord, I'm hoping you do it for me. I'm hoping you come through. I'm telling you, that don't do it. Answer, you're gonna leave. Poverty, you got to go. Favor, everywhere I go. The supernatural must manifest in my life. You don't tell it like it is. Oh God, tell it like it is. You don't tell it like it is. You tell it like it's going to be. How you doing today? I'm having a great year. How you doing today? I'm having a great day. How you doing this month? Man, the favor of God is surrounding me like a shield. Everything that I need is provided. I have favor wherever I go. That needs to be something you declare every morning you wake up. Before you walk out the door, I thank you that I have favor everywhere I go today. So when I go to Walmart or when I go to a restaurant, there's a parking space right there in front of the door. Packed restaurant. How you get that parking space? Because I have favor everywhere I go. Why do they do that for you? Because I have favor everywhere I go. But it can't spring forth unless you declare it. Because God said, I want to do a new thing. He said, but it can't spring forth until I say it. So what does that mean? Write this down. Confession must precede possession. Confession must precede possession. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Look at what it says. Verse 19. There it is again. Listen carefully. I am about to do a what? New thing. Now it will spring forth. Why is it going to spring forth? Because I just said it. I just said I'm about to do a new thing. The minute he said it, now it can spring forth. What am I trying to tell you? Remember the first scripture we started with? That now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above. All of that that he wants to do, all of that that he can do, all of that he's getting ready to do, can only manifest by your word. That's why he's working with you. What is he working with? He's working with your vocabulary. Because we live in a voice-activated kingdom. What did it? His word. Go to verse 26, same chapter. Remind me. That's one of my good scriptures there. Remind me of your merit with a thorough report. Let us plead and argue our case together. State your position that you may be proved right. Let's try that in the Amplified. I'm sorry. Let's try that in King James, verse 26. Put me in remembrance. What do you want you to put? What? Why does God need to be reminded? Why must I speak back what he said? I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. God gave us the greatest weapon in the universe. And the greatest weapon you have is the one thing that you refuse to read. It's your Bible. Your Bible is the Constitution. Your Bible is the word of God. The judge can't rule like he wants to. The judge has a constitution. He got a rule book that he's governed by, even though he sits there with the gavel on it in his hand. He's limited. You're not talking back to me. He's limited by the laws that state has come together, that constitution. He can't go outside of it. Even your sentencing is based on what's written. You didn't get that? That judge sitting up there when they get ready to do sentencing, they say this charge carries this many years. That charge carries this many years. That charge carries this many years. Even though they are powerful, they may not like you, they might can't stand you, they are limited by what's written. The most powerful weapon you have is the Bible. And guess what God said? Put me in remembrance of it. Why? I'm glad you asked. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Hold on. It shall not return. Good God from on high. If I had a Hammond organ, I would preach right now. The return of his word is on you. He already gave it to you, which is the Bible, but it's your responsibility to return it back to him. I feel God's power moving right now. I feel you're being destroyed right now while I'm preaching. I said, it's your responsibility to return his word to him. That's why when you're in prayer, you're supposed to put him in remembrance, not of what you said, but put him in remembrance of what he said. That's why he said, show me your merit. Show me what I said. Bind me to my promises. Hello, Boshai. In the Amplified, he said, let's argue together. Show me your case. Take your case to me. Because I'm bound to what I say. I feel the anointing. I feel God's power. I'm trying to tell you that your life is changing right now. Remind him you got a prophecy. Come on here. You got a prophecy. You got promises hanging over your life. And you sitting up here trying to fight it in your flesh. The best way to fight it is with what he said. He said, put me in remembrance. Come on here. Because my word cannot return unto me void. Matter of fact, not only that, it's going to prosper in the thing where I sent it. Where did he send it? He sent it to you. But the only way it's going to prosper, I feel Jesus. I feel like Jesus is riding on a roller coaster in my stomach right now. You know, I feel like Jesus is on a ferry. What's that little big thing? Merry go round. No, the Ferris wheel. Yeah. I feel like he's doing a Ferris wheel in my stomach right now. I feel like Jesus is in my stomach shouting. And I guarantee you he got a good two-step. You know, because Jesus is a man of color. So you know he got rhythm. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. He said, my word will not return unto me empty. See, y'all got to learn how to talk like he talked and say what he said. I hear you, Lord. He's talking to me right now. Give me Roman. Uh-oh, you see, I done transitioned to being in church. I like I got co-presenter. Give me, I'm going to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Look at what it says. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee. Hold on here. When did he tell him this? Go to Genesis chapter 17. I'm going to get at this. Genesis chapter 17. I have made thee. Genesis 17:5. Neither shall mine thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Do you know when God told him he was a father, he couldn't even have a child? Isaac wasn't here. Ishmael wasn't here. But God had already called him a father. Just like God done already called you a husband. And God done already called you a wife. And God done already called you a millionaire. And God done already called you a prophet. And God done already called you an apostle. Yeah. And God done already called you an evangelist. And God done already called you a miracle worker. An entrepreneur, and a business owner. You're not going to be. I'm trying to get you to understand the way the kingdom operates. The kingdom operates in the eternal now. You have to stop declaring that you are going to be blessed and declare that I am blessed. Declare that this is, not this is going to be. That did not start off saying this is. One of the greatest years of my life. Now declare that again. This is one of the greatest years of my life. Come on, say it again. This is one of the greatest years of my life. This is my year of manifestation. This is my year of victory. This is my year of breakthrough. This is my year of discipline. This is my year of distinction, of difference, manifestation. This is my year of fulfillment. This is the year that I will be fruitful and multiply. I am declaring over every person on this call that this year you have more money than you've ever had in your life. And I am declaring over your life that you have what you need when you need it. Ha! Moko shande, iko shata, enkemendele kozaya. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Right now, open your mouth and begin to declare. Come on. Make some declarations over your life. Make some declarations over your ministry. Make some declarations over your future. I have made you a father of many nations. I have made you the deliverer of your family. I have made you healthy. I have made you whole. That's what God has declared. He's already declared it. You just got to return what he said to him. He's already declared it, but you got to return it. Put them in remembrance. My God, when you go to a prophetic church, you know how advanced you are. My God, because you can hear what God is saying, Rhema. The devil hates Rhema. I showed you that when the devil said one thing, Jesus responded with Rhema. Are y'all hearing me today? You are going to have a great year. KCC got so many people they don't know what to do. It's hundreds and thousands of people. That church is so full. My pastor, Bishop Gates, he'll tell you, this will let you know he's not very prophetic. In the sense of he don't call himself a prophet, this is what he said to me. You know, I'm not prophetical. Y'all know prophetical is not even a word. You know that, right? Yeah. And my bishop is an English major. Amen. He has a great handle on the English vocabulary. But my bishop declared over my life last night, over it and gone. My bishop declared over me. And he said to me, you're in the dust of some of the things you've been through. Right now you're in the dust. He said, but the dust is about to settle. And you're going to look up and see that you're going to have 3 strong churches. Amen. And I hung up and to myself, I said, I have 3 strong churches. Why? Because I put it in the eternal now. Declare that over your life. I have a multi-million dollar idea. I have a multi-billion dollar business. I'm trying to get you to change your confession. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. He that has begun a good work, don't get me started, I feel something moving. He that has begun a good work in you, the devil don't want you. You know how he robs you? By getting you to repeat what he plants in your mind. That's how he gets you. He gets you to speak against what God said. He can't do it now, but if he can get you to talking crazy, he got you. He gets in that mind. I'm sick of this. I can't take it no more. I ain't this, I ain't that. You don't talk like that. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Are you listening to me? Your words have power. Not for the next 2 minutes again. Open your mouth and let's declare what God has said about you right now. Everybody, I don't care
if you listening to me in Harris Teeter, I don't care if you're in Pick and Save or Piccadilly. Glory be to God. You got to open your mouth. It ain't how loud you say it, but your words have power. Speak with authority. Right now, declare, I am the healed of the Lord. I am blessed. I am favored. Glory to God. This is going to be the greatest year of my life. This year, I will be known by presidents and governors. Hallelujah. Mayors and politicians will come from near and far to seek out the word of the Lord that is in my mouth. This year, I will be known abroad. Hallelujah. Foreign and domestic. Ele Balakunta, within and without. This year, he shall make my name great. And my name is great. And Gentiles come to the brightness of thy rising. This year, I have no debt. Every bill is paid. Come on here. Are you listening? See, you got to live in that place. Kelebasule. Lesendele klezolokush. Kulepankalamahasa. Lenzola dokoba. Robosutulili miandele kevalantili kiakanamo. Minkanini miandololohosha. Hallelujah. Brenzele de klezalolomokotaya. Hallelujah. You don't have what you pray, you have what you say. Thank God for prayer. But when you get done praying, you got to declare it. Amen. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have them. But before there's a possession, there must be a confession. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in thy heart, but believe the thing which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatever you say. Let God be true, and every man be a liar. Hallelujah. Oh, I will be happy this year. I am happy this year. I am fulfilled this year. I am satisfied. Glory to God. Come on, declare that over your life. Hallelujah. 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 I own property after property. I want you to get intentional about your confession. God told me. He said, son, I want to do some new things in your life. I say, do it, Lord. And he said, I can't do it till you declare it. That's what he told me. He said, I want to do some new things in your life. He said, but I'm limited. It's according to the power. That's Ephesians 3 and 20. It's according to the power. 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 It worketh on the inside of you. You are loaded. Hallelujah. Oh, this thing is real. I'm going to do this as the Spirit of God has given me to do it. And I want everybody to respond. I'm getting ready to give you some prophetic words for the nation that God has given me. I'm going to be declaring. Keleboso. Robosutulelema. Kanini miyankala labasai. Abasha. Abasha. Abasha bakabosha. Elemanda la kuyala labakasa. Indelele beribianda la labasai. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear. Hear. Hear the word of the Lord. Mikusha. There are 50 people that's going to give 50. There are 30 people that's going to give 80. But there are 40 people on this call, and you heard the amounts I just said, that's going to give an $180 seed. Here's what the Lord said to me. You that give that $180 seed, I'm going to take that seed into prayer. And I'm going to prophesy over your life what area of your life you should be operating in business, where your anointing
for business is. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. 50 of you are giving the $50 seed. Hallelujah. God's moving. And while the anointing is flowing, I want every one of you to do it now. There are 40 people. There are 40 people right now giving a seed of $180. There are 40 people giving a seed of $180. There are 40 people giving a seed of $180 right now. There are 50 people giving a seed of $50 right now. There are 40 people that's moving under this anointing. That's moving. Hallelujah. There are 40 of you right now giving a seed. That's for, I mean, all kinds of things are coming to me in the spirit. But there are 50 of you giving a seed of $50 right now. The dollar sign, PBCJR. Dollar sign, PBCJR. Dollar sign, PBCJR. You that sown that seed of $180, you know that the customer service at briancarn.org, all I need is a picture of that receipt so that I know you sent it and I can give you the word of the Lord, because I'm very serious. When I tell you I feel the anointing, I feel God doing cartwheels in my stomach. That's just an expression. But there are 50 of you giving a $50 seed right now. And the Spirit of God said, the 50 of you that sow that $50 seed, I'm going to give you an instruction. All 50 of you that sow that $50 seed, make sure you send an email to customerservice@briancarn.org. I did an instruction a couple of months ago. Some of you should have got something in the mail a couple of days ago. I gave an instruction that the Lord gave me. Again, the Lord said to me, when I tell you I feel the anointing, I feel God's power moving right now. Let's sow. Everybody that can get $8, every person on here that can sow $8 need to give it. Even if you're giving $180, and even if you're giving $50, and even if you're giving the $80 seed, everybody needs to give $8. God said everybody. 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 Dollar sign, PBCJR. God said everybody is giving an $8 seed. PBCJR. Dollar sign, PBCJR. Are you listening to me? Go to the website, briancarn.com, briancarn.org. But I need a picture of your receipt. Send the customer service at briancarn.org. There are 40 of you who are going to give a seed of $180. And I'm going to prophesy to you and let you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing, what God is saying concerning business. If you want to, you that's sending that $180 seed at that customer service at briancarn.org, I want you to, if you want to, put the name of your business or just put the business there. But I want you to do this quickly, because I feel God's power flowing right now. This is going to be a great year. This is going to be a great year. Abele kelemando loco saya. This is going to be a great year. This is going to be a great year. And it is a great year. Your business is about to take off. Your ministry is taking off. Your ideas are taking off. I heard that, Lord. I heard that. Two people need to give $1,000. Two people need to give $1,000 right now. Two people on this call need to sow a seed of $1,000 right now. Two people need to sow a seed of $1,000 right now. You're sowing. Somebody say, why is the prophet telling you to sow? Because the Bible declares, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He'll cause men to give unto your bosom. Glory to God. Sow. Sow right now. And while you're sowing, make a confession. While you're sowing, make a confession. While you're sowing, make a confession. There are two people giving $1,000 right now. If that's you, go to the web, go to the customer service at briancarn.org, and let us know that you sold that seed. Cash App, let us know that you sold that seed of $1,000 or the $180 or the $50. I want you to do it quickly while that anointing is flowing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't miss. Everybody's giving $8. Everybody's giving $8.
Everybody's giving $8. Mashe, Lebeke Shalama. Make a confession. Declare it. Come on. This is my year. 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 I will have a great year this year. I will have a great year this year. I will have a great year this year. Abele fala la lankia la la mando la cosa. Zele be clenta la la makukun de le mekifili antele le be clezalo. Mukadushna, menkele de biancala mahasa. This is my year. This is my year. This is my year. We're praying for Michael Jordan. Write this down. We're praying for Michael Jordan. Something that he's about to be in the news. Let's pray for Michael Jordan. I'm telling this to the intercessors. I'm telling this people. God, I always say people get mad at me because I minister things about stars. People that you think God ain't studying. But God has already declared they in from the beginning. We're praying for Michael Jordan. He's all over the news. Something unexpected is about to develop around him in this season. Okay. Mula, Mele, Kalamanda. You're going to see immigration problems by the month of May of this year. Let's pray for this country. Let's pray for immigration by the month of May. I also see a shift in the war in Ukraine by the month of November. It's almost like they're going to declare the war is over in the month of November. There's a famous female that's going to lose office. Something's going to happen, something politically. It's going to happen with a famous female. But she's going to lose office because of some kind of exposure, and it's going to actually cause her to have to shift her career elsewhere. Ema, Likusha. California is going to have an earthquake. It's going to be on the headlines. Okay? Hear me very good. California earthquake is getting ready to make the headlines. There's an athlete that's caught with drugs. There's an athlete caught with drugs. There's an athlete caught with drugs. And either they're going to suspend his contract or he's going to lose the contract. You hear that? There's another kidnapping case about to go viral. And there's a foreign threat. There's a foreign threat. There's a foreign threat that's going to be found in this immediate season by April. April, May, timeline. Biden is going to begin to discuss. We got to take action now. Okay? Hear me good. There's another famous sport athlete that everybody knows that's getting ready to pass, and that's going to happen by springtime. There's a talk show host about to make a comeback out of nowhere. I'm telling you what I see in the Holy Ghost. There's two famous political leaders, maybe even presidents, that's going to pass. That's going to pass before 2024. Two of them will pass before 2024. Also, pray for Canada. Canada is getting ready to shock the world. Something unexpected is going to manifest this year, and the world is going to look in and discuss what's going on in Canada. There's another country that's getting ready to be on the news, and you're going to see France. I see a major disaster happening in France. I see France being talked about all over the news. Keleba Shalamanda Lakuya. France is talked about, and I say it again, that there's a governor we need to be praying for. There's a major governor that the enemy is after, almost like an assassination attempt against him. A governor, not a senator, not a representative. This is a governor. Hallelujah. Somebody on this call right now. Your name is Megan. It's turning for you right now. Ele ba shala mandala kosaya. Ikele mandala kuyan kala mandolo lobobibio solo mosha. Yanje be kibako shala mandala kiala masai. Better hear me in the Holy Ghost. Telling you what I think, telling you what I know by the Spirit of grace. These are great days ahead for you, and God is about to do a wonder. You will experience favor like never before. There are two people supposed to give $1,000. Make sure you send a receipt. That's $PBCJR. That's briancarn.com, briancarn.org. Amen. You can mail it in, P.O. Box 115. Yes, Lord, I heard that. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say this. And I believe the Lord is challenging me to do this. I am challenged by the Holy Ghost to challenge 500 people. And I know that you've already given it via Cash App. But I just heard this in my spirit. Some of you are going to say, Brother Khan, that's too much. I'm not doing all that. You don't have to do it. God takes the foolish things to confound the wise. I am challenged to challenge 500 people to get $8, but you have to mail it in. I'm telling you what the Spirit of God just spoke to me, right in my Noah, to challenge 500 people. And some of them, I've already cashed after. This is something completely separate. You can do it by, you can put it, the money in the mail. You can even do it by money order. But you have to write somewhere on that money, write somewhere on that seed, a new thing. P.O. Box 11507. Abo sheke mandala kia. Ela mandolobo sitelele mendere de kaya. P.O. Box 11507. Jacksonville, Florida 32239. Checks payable to KCC is fine. If you're going by check, cash, whatever, it doesn't matter. But you're mailing this. You're mailing this. You're mailing this. What is $8? Prophet Khan, why I'm doing this? I don't know. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Because I'm telling you what I just heard the Holy Ghost say in my belly. There's a woman on this call right now. Your mother, either your mother or your sister, has just received a bad report concerning cancer. Maybe the name is Margaret. Maybe the name is Margaret. But you just received a bad report concerning your mother or your sister concerning a cancer. Hear ye the word of the Lord. They shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but if your first name starts with an M, your last name starts with an M, I just want you to just shout right now wherever you at. If your first name starts with an M, last name starts with an M, start shouting right now, because something good about to happen for you. Ta! I said start shouting. My God, do 3 jumps. Do 8 jumps. 10 jumps. Don't matter. But start praising him right now. Because you about to hear some good news. Oh, I feel it. I just fell down. You are about to hear some good news. I say you are about to hear some good news. Good news is coming. If you couldn't sown cash yet, that's fine. Go to the website. But God challenged me to challenge 2 people on this call to sow a seed of $1,000. And I feel that strong. Whether you're giving it by Cash App or giving it online,
at briancarn.org. Sow it. Giving that $80 seed, $180, sow it. Don't miss it. $50. Amen. Sow it. 500 of you are sowing a $2 seed right now. Sow it. I said 500 of you are sowing, I'm sorry, yeah, that $8 seed. You're mailing it. You're mailing it. What's the address again? P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. I also want to share this with you. March the 1st. Set your, come on, go to your calendar right now. March the 1st. March the 1st, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Not this Wednesday, but it's next Wednesday, March the 1st. You're meeting me for prayer, 6 a.m. Put it on your calendar and set that alarm. You know, you can set an alarm in the calendar of your phone, 6 a.m. Don't miss it. You are declaring your month. You're declaring your year. I believe God's favor is about to move upon people like never before. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And I'm declaring and decreeing over every person under the sound of my voice that before this month is over, you will send them a blessing to shock them. I want to put a challenge out there to everybody this week. I want you to testify to somebody of the goodness of the Lord and invite them to your church on Sunday. Whoever you are, everybody on this call, I want everybody to bring somebody to your church this Sunday. Tell them you'll give them $8. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. But challenge them. I want you to get everybody, somebody, bring somebody. Hear this. I want you to bring somebody to church this Sunday. And let's believe God for the supernatural. And let's believe God for the miraculous. And let's believe God that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself up. Get back in prayer. Get back in that word. Get back to fasting. Cut off earthly people. Cut off offended people. Love them, but cut them off. Thank God for them. Cut them off. You can't talk to them until they get healed. People that are offended, they're good people, but they need to be healed. You don't want to deal with nobody that don't have a mind of their own. I'm learning that a lot of people are evilly influenced. I declared over my father that this was his year, and I know it is. I declare that over my daddy. Amen. I'm declaring that I want for now. I'm declaring that God is sending a millionaire. God is sending millionaires. God showed me that somebody in KCC is going to come into millions by summertime. He showed it to me. Amen. We believe it. We declare it. We receive it. And it shall be so. Go ahead and declare it's going to be me. Yes. Come on, declare. It's going to be me. Amen. Message somebody right now and say it. Message somebody right now. Message about three people. Message three people right now and tell them, I'm coming into some money and I will bless you. When I get it, I'm going to break you off a little something. Go on and message three people and tell them that. I'm coming into some money, and I'm going to break you off some when I get it. Hey!
For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You need it. We need it, y'all. We need it. You need it. Get focused. You hear me? Isn't it amazing that the phone you got a focus button on it? You can shift your phone to focus. And when you shifted the focus, that means can't nobody reach you. You know why people can say things and it affects you? Because you're not focused. You know, because remember now, when you set that phone to focus, it's almost like a do not disturb. Hey, amen. They calling. They calling, but they can't get you. Go straight to voicemail. You know why things are getting to you? You're not focused. This one thing I do. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. Remember Martha? Mary? Hanging out with Jesus. Martha around there doing dishes. As some of y'all get in the presence of a man of God, you just want to wash dishes. Mary say, thank God for the dishes, but I'm going to sit at his feet. It was really a revelation how that Martha was into works, thinking that works was going to impress the master. But God wasn't impressed with works. He was impressed with rest. Stay at my feet. That's the revelation of that text. Martha's working. Mary's at his feet. Martha complains and said, Mary, you're doing all this stuff. I looked at my phone. It says 9/11. It says 9/11. That's my birthday, y'all. 9/11. Hallelujah. Jesus says to Martha, Mary is doing the one thing that's needful. I want to get off the phone with this one question. What is your one thing? Because Jesus said, I only do those things. I only say those things that I see my Father doing. One of the greatest tricks of the enemy and people who are creative. Fortunately, I don't have this issue. I ain't all that creative. But one of the greatest weaknesses of creative people is they never finish one thing. Because right in the middle of them doing one thing, they get another idea. And when they get a new idea, that idea don't last long. Because God, they done got another idea from that idea. Lord, what's my one thing? The key to all success is his voice. I used to sing a song as a kid in my prayer time. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence. Feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory. Y'all know I can't sing good unless I'm singing loud. in your presence.
That's where I always want to be. I just want to be with you. God just gave me a new thing called What's Brewing. It'll be every Monday morning coming from the coffee shop of Lambert's. I'll be hitting on different ideas and different things and different situations. You get to see me in another element. What's Brewing is going to be big as The View. Whoopi Goldberg going to call me and say, I want to come on your show.
I'm going to say, come on, Whoopi. Come on, Whoopi.
I'm going to tell Whoopi she got to do that part from Sister Act. I got the flow. You all got to go. So go get your bag so you can go. Ho, ho. Now. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all pray for me. I am tickled. Okay. Anyway. I believe God. I believe God. I'm praying for you. There are several of you right now. Everybody, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. I want you to mail in a seat of $8 and put a new thing. I want everybody on this call that hasn't done it, if you didn't do it today, by tomorrow you need to send an $8 seat. Everybody. Probably I gave 50. That's fine. Give 8 also. Probably I gave 180. Beautiful. Give 8 also. Everybody's giving $8. Two of you are giving 1,000. Customer service at briancarn.org. If you gave that 180, that 50, or that 1,000, make sure you send it and let me know that you gave it. You are blessed. You're favorite. You can't be stopped. Sister Cora goes to the Jacksonville church. When I say you're blessed, she say, and you're blessed. You're favorite. She say, and you're favorite. And no weapon formed against you. She say, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's Sister Cora. You are favorite. And this is the greatest year of your life. Don't talk low. Don't talk earthy. Say what God said and watch him manifest his promises. You are blessed. Love you so much. I'll see you soon. More grace.